"Tomorrow night?" repeated Lord Pabham in surprise. "Yes, wolves usually sleep during the day, don't they? So a night-time journey wouldn't hurt her. Could you ask one of your men to bring Louisa here when it is dark? Then he can take her quietly into the conservatory at the same time as Mrs. Hampton leaves the dining room." Lord Pabham looked at Clovis in surprise. Then he smiled. "I understand," he said. "You're going to try a little Siberian magic. And has Mrs. Hampton agreed to help you?" "Mary has promised, if your she-wolf is quiet and gentle."
"Louisa won't give you any trouble," said Lord Pabham.
The next day, several more guests arrived. Leonard Bilsiter enjoyed telling them all about Siberian magic and hidden powers. He talked all through dinner. When the coffee arrived at the end of the meal, Leonard's aunt spoke.
"Dear Leonard," she said, "please show us your powers. Change something into another shape." She turned to the other guests.
"He can do it if he wants to," she told them.
"Oh, please show us,"
said Mavis Pellington excitedly.
"Well," began Leonard, "if somebody will give me a small coin..."
"Oh, surely you aren't going to do stupid things with disappearing coins," said Clovis.
"We want to see something really surprising."
"That's right," said Mary Hampton. "Why don't you change me into a wolf? You promised."
She got up from the table and walked into the conservatory with a bowl of fruit for her macaws.
"I have already warned you," said Leonard seriously. "It is dangerous to joke about these things."
"I don't believe you can do it,"
laughed Mary from the conservatory. And as she spoke, she disappeared behind a large green plant.
"Mrs. Hampton," began Leonard seriously.
Then an icy wind seemed to fill the dining room, and at the same time, Mrs. Hampton's macaws began to scream.
"What's wrong with those stupid birds, Mary?" asked her husband.
Just then, a big grey wolf stepped out from behind the large green plant. Leonard's aunt saw it first.
"Leonard," she screamed, "bring Mrs. Hampton back at once. We don't want a dangerous wild animal in here."
I don't know how to bring her back," said Leonard in a small, frightened voice.
"Rubbish," shouted Mr. Hampton. "You've changed my dear wife into a wolf. Now you must bring her back again."
"Please believe me," said Leonard. "I didn't change your wife into a wolf."
"Then where is she, and how did that animal get into the conservatory?"
asked Mr. Hampton angrily. "Of course, we must believe you when you say that you didn't change Mrs. Hampton into a wolf," said Clovis politely, "but you must agree that it all looks very strange."